Hi, this is Coral. This is Coral FM, Sound FM, www.soundfm.ca, channel 946 on digital cable, 104.3 on your analog dial. And now I have the lovely, I like to say, I've said this with several guests recently, the lovely and talented Lawrence McNaught.
Hi there, Coral.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Welcome to, this is so cool. We're going to be doing this once a month. The third Wednesday of the month.
Yeah, and it's long overdue, so thanks for inviting me.
Oh, you're welcome here anytime. You know that. You're like a local catalyst for everybody. There's so many things that have happened just because you have been here for a long time, and you've put so many different people together, including Kathleen, who just left. Like, you do a lot of work with Lost and Found.
That's right, yeah.
All the local theater companies and all the local music organizations. But I need to ask you this. I want, because for people that are tuning in for the first time or don't know that much about you, I need you to sort of give me a little bit of background on yourself and how you came to the Registry Theater.
Well, good Lord, where to start? I mean, like, how much time have we got here? I don't know how far back do you want me to go?
Well, I do know this, that if it wasn't for you, I probably wouldn't be sitting here.
I see.
Because you were a pioneer from community radio way back.
That's true, yes. I actually was one of the founding members. I was at CKMS way back when I was at the University of Waterloo, the precursor to Sound FM, of course. And as many people may know, radio listeners in the community, that that was the sort of the, if you will, the pilot for what eventually became CKWR-FM.
Right.
Because the university station, as it then was, actually developed, and I was involved in developing a pilot, a public access, community access station using the facilities there, and it went over so well that then CKWR eventually was formed some time later, and I was one of the founding members of that organization. So I've been involved in the community for quite some time. And came to the Registry Theatre having worked in television for quite a number of years, and then discovered the Registry Theatre. It had just opened. And
what was the first show you saw at the Registry?
Well,
the
very first show that I saw, and I don't live very far from the theatre itself, in that neighbourhood, but I was unaware that it had been transformed from the Land Registry Office for the County of Waterloo into the Registry Theatre.
Right.
But so I came to know that shortly after it opened, and went to see a play by one of our local playwrights, Paddy Gillard Bentley.
Oh, right, yeah.
And she wrote a wonderful play about a group of women sort of trapped in a department store overnight. Called Shaking the Dew from the Lily.
Yep,
and it's a delightful
right.
play, and I do hope that Paddy will remount it one of these days, and we'd love to have it back.
I think like, what's with playwrights in this area? Their work is being produced all over the place, wasn't
indeed.
It? Wasn't it produced in Hollywood somewhere?
It has been. It's had a number of productions that I don't know where. And we're blessed with some great some great playwrights. Of course, Gary Kirkham, who was involved with Lost and Found, and the very play that Kathleen just alluded to, Falling Awake, was one of the great plays of Gary Kirkham. And we were actually delighted to host the world premiere of that play at the Registry Theatre. And of course, we're looking forward to the next play, the Donna Mansell's play.
On the Inside,
which we just heard about. Yeah. And so I thoroughly enjoyed the play there. But I was particularly struck by the theatre itself, and I thought that in addition to theatrical productions, it would be just an ideal venue for music.
And it is.
And as anybody who's been to the Registry will know, that is indeed the case. Wonderful sight lines, great lighting, perfect sound, and very, very intimate with only 150 seats. So anyway, I'd been working in television in Toronto, and then I decided that the commute was beginning to just a bit wearing, even in those days. And so I decamped back to town, although I was living, as I say, and commuting back and forth. And so then I just began to present a few concerts of my own. there, and having had a little bit of experience of doing that some 30-odd years ago.
A little bit of experience?
Yeah. So anyway, and so I think the first independent presentation at the Registry for me was the great Kevin Bright,
yes.
The guitar player,
yeah.
As people will know, out of yep. Elora, who's known for so many musical... he's played with everybody from Misha Brugger-Gosman to a number of jazz artists, mm-hmm. and Sisters Euclid is mm-hmm. Is his band. Won a Juno Award for his Run, Neil Run.
Yep, that's right.
A Neil Young CD and so on. And so I've always been a big fan of Kevin. Of course, people have heard him on the Norah Jones records as well.
Yeah, he's
and
great.
So I brought him in, and then things just grew from there. And then after a couple of seasons, I became formally attached to the theater as a director of programming with the idea of actually developing
all the series,
in-house series, so that in addition to being a rental space, as it is, very popular to all our many, many community groups that use the venue, to actually develop a professional series, a number of those. And so that has grown now. So that we have our popular jazz series mm. every year, likewise the folk series, and our Baroque early music series,
yep.
that is a delightful Sunday afternoon series. We have our dance series that we'll talk about later,
yep.
The eclectic series, the one night only series as we call it, which has everything from the classics to roots to jazz to
jazz,
avant-garde,
to
you,
yeah.
you name it.
Yeah, it's great.
And also we have a series of silent film,
yes.
that we present with the local musical ensemble,
yes.
So it's silent movies with yep. a live band.
Ted Harms is a regular guest,
indeed,
here on
and
the show.
Right, we've heard Ted many a time here on your show, and so they're actually working up to their next film in April with the famous Louis Buñuel Salvador Dali collaboration,
Chien Andalou.
Yeah, so that's gonna be a hoot to see that with the band.
I'm
this time.
So just thinking about it.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
I don't want to give it away.
Everybody cringes at the thought of that film. Yeah, yeah.
So, how long have you seen these? It must be a real delight for you to be watching these series grow. Watching
Indeed.
The audiences grow for every series.
That's correct. Yeah, each and every time we've started something, the audiences have been small. Mm-hmm. But I think the idea is persistence, to continue doing something that you believe in. And then just work away and work with your other community partners. We've got some wonderful support from some other local media outlets in addition to yourself to mm-hmm. help get the word out. And just sort of spreading the word as best we can, a lot of word of mouth and so on. And the more people find out about the theater and what we present, slowly the audiences began to grow. I mean, I have one fan of the theater, and he said, well, for example, he was more of a folk guy, and he was
right.
coming around. So then
right.
I, one night, happened to mention about something else that was coming up. It was the great sax player John Tank,
yes.
who you've had yep. here on your show. And he said, well, what about this fellow? And I said, well, he's a wonderful player, a classic jazz saxophone. And he said, well, you know, it's always good here at the Registry. I'm just going to come and hear that. And this is what people that they just enjoy what we present, and they know if it's going to be there, then it's going to be worth a listen.
Yeah,
and
very
so
true.
So we've slowly over the and so I've been involved with the theater about 5 or 6 years now, and we've a year or two ago we actually present our the tenth anniversary mm-hmm. of the theater itself. Yes, and as you say, it's been a real joy to see the various series growing. We've passed the 5th anniversary mark for the folk series,
which is that is great.
Yeah, and that was a night where to celebrate the 5th anniversary, we were able to bring in the great Sylvia Tyson.
Mm-hmm.
And you wouldn't expect to see Sylvia Tyson in a tiny 150 seat theater, but she agreed to come, and
she's amazing. I recently had a documentary filmmaker here named Laura Archibald, who uh-huh. did a film called The Music of Greenwich Village.
Indeed,
Music
yes.
The Music of the Divided Generation, and yeah. Sylvia Tyson was part of that.
Of course, that's a wonderful documentary.
I wanted to talk to you about what's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
You have, as part of the Dance at the Registry, the dance series, you have a show coming up on February 23rd called Old Men Dancing.
Yeah, that's coming up this Saturday evening. Yeah, yeah. So we've been involved in a fascinating project developed by the Ontario Arts Council, a project called Ontario Dances.
Right.
And so many people are interested in dance these days. And this was a way of developing an audience for contemporary dance. And so the Registry Theatre is part of a sort of a pilot project that is slowly growing to present contemporary dance to audiences throughout the province in a variety of different communities, with some support from the Ontario Arts Council to help us do that. And so we've been we've presented many different dance companies over the past 3 or 4 years.
Yeah,
and one that and the curator is actually my colleague Sam Barteniak, who works with me at the Registry Theatre as our general manager, and he's currently he's our curator for the dance series. So he came upon these chaps who call themselves Old Men Dancing, and that's exactly what they are. They're geezers like me.
Well, David Earle is one of them. And
indeed,
he's
that's
not a
right.
geezer, but you know, he's older, but he's a great dancer.
So anyway, as it turns out, a number of them of the dance, of course, they're not trained dancers. They're not trained in classical dance or contemporary dance. They're just very, very passionate about movement
and dance.
And, dance.
Yeah.
And so they have come together. And indeed, yes, David Earle, the very very famous dancer and choreographer, Dance Theatre David Earle, who people will know is out of Guelph these days, is involved with them and choreographs for them. Also, the great Ted Robinson, who is a very well-known Canadian choreographer, has will be doing some of his work. And also a beautiful dancer and choreographer, Marie-Josée Chartier from Montreal, who actually we're bringing in.
Yes.
Later on in our season, she's also a choreographer for Old Man Dancing. So it's just and they're just full of energy and just a delight to watch. And so that's coming up. So, and what the fascinating thing about how we're trying to encourage people to come is that we're basically saying, why don't you just come to the performance, enjoy the performance, and then. Just like Lost and Found is doing tomorrow night at the art gallery for the reading and the screening, we're saying pay as you leave for the enjoyment received. In other words, if you're not so sure about contemporary dance, you're not really familiar with it, you know, and everybody's entertainment dollar is hard to come by. There's so many things that people can spend their money on these days. So we thought, well, a way of encouraging people is just to say, look, just come along, just walk in. No admission charge, enjoy the performance, and then you see how does that experience of dance affect you? Because the movement and music is very, very moving, and people really get some wonderful emotional and powerful experiences from watching that. So we thought, why don't you just come along, watch it, and then you decide. On your way out the door, if you want to throw a few bucks in the hat, that would be great. We'd much appreciate it, because we want to keep... continue the series on as best we can, and we are of course a not-for-profit venue, but we just thought this would be our little gift to the community to try to offer them this opportunity to just to see something with no kind of no threat and no you know no big ticket, even though dances are very expensive to put on. And then see if we can slowly and grow an audience that way by exposing people to dance.
Yeah, I think that's great.
Yeah, so sounds... very much looking forward to that, yes.
Most of these guys are 50 plus.
Yeah.
Which I think is great.
And older.
And older, 50 plus and older. Besides Old Men Dancing, what else would you like to talk about?
Well, one of the series that has been really, really a delight for us to start, and that was a number of years ago, is our jazz series.
Oh.
And now we all know that there's been a lot of jazz musicians sort of working away, trying to get by in this area, and there really were no venues for them.
No.
So we initially developed jazz at the Registry as an opportunity for local jazz musicians to perform and perform in a setting that befits their talent, namely a nice concert setting. I mean, I know some guys around here that fabulous players, they'd be like in the corner of a restaurant, like trying to be heard over the cutlery, you know?
I remember that.
Exactly.
I remember that.
And so we developed the jazz series, and again, it did start slowly. In fact, I was just the other day looking at some old video of one of the very first concerts we did with two local heroes of the jazz guitar. That's the Glenn and Keith Mert. merch.
Okay,
the Merch
yeah.
Brothers,
yep.
Who hadn't really didn't play that much together, and we actually put them together in a quartet. And of course, one of the people who joined us right from the very beginning is the person we're going to speak about now, and that's Larry Larson.
Right.
As many people will know, of course, Larry's beloved in this community. He's one of the top classical trumpet players in the country, a principal trumpet with the Kitchener-Waterloo Symphony Orchestra.
Yeah.
But he's a guy that grew up listening to big bands, and mm-hmm. he was a big fan of Tower of Power and Chicago Transit Authority and groups like that. And so along the way, he's been with, as people will know, he's been with the symphony for many years, and originally from the Chicago area, and he's always had that love of jazz. So a few years back, he began to sort of dabble and add a bit of jazz to his classical repertoire, and was kind enough to try that out with us at the Registry Theatre. And it's been so successful that he has now come every year. So he'll yes. be returning to us, and that's going to be just down the road in early March, on Friday, March the 8th, with Larry and the jazz guys, as he calls them.
The jazz
Larry's
guys.
Jazz guys.
Can I ask a question?
Please.
Bernie Senensky was supposed to play recently,
yeah.
but the concert was postponed because of the weather.
That's right, yeah.
So do you have a confirmation? Like, do you have a rescheduled date yet?
Well, at the moment we don't. That okay. which just goes to say just how busy the Registry Theatre is. It's mm-hmm. it's going to be very difficult to try to get Bernie back. And as some of your audience will know, I mean, one of the top jazz pianists in Canada, great player on the Hammond B3 as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've presented Bernie on a number of occasions, and in this case, Bernie was planning to present the famous 1953 concert by the group that became to be known as The Quintet.
Right.
And this is the quintet with the great Max Roach and Charlie Mingus and Dizzy Gillespie and Coltrane mm-hmm. and so on. Not Coltrane, but Charlie Parker, should I say. And so they want to recreate the Massey Hall concert.
Yes.
That Dizzy and Bird pioneered. And sadly, it was a couple of weeks ago on the 8th of February.
Horrible when we had that Friday.
Yes. And it was just so difficult. And now, had the musicians been around town, we were all set to go with it. Everybody was all standing by. But all five of them, the quintet,
were coming from out of town.
They were coming from Toronto, yeah. and somebody was living in the country. They couldn't even get off their street, apparently, let alone make it to the 401. So we had to cancel that. Very, very sorry. Everybody, of course, the way we operate, everybody gets obviously a refund on the tickets. And happy to see them, maybe, hopefully. I know a number of people have just exchanged their tickets for the Larry Larson concert,
yep.
which is going to be a great evening. So we'll hopefully have Bernie Senensky back. If we can't bring him back between now and the end of the season, then we'll bring him maybe back in the fall to do this. And
well, now that you're coming in, we yeah. can keep this up to
oh,
date.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we'll stay on great. Top of this.
But I thought I should ask just in case you had some news that I didn't know about yet.
No, it's been just difficult to find a decent Friday or a Saturday night to bring him and the guys out here.
Well,
yeah.
the registry... What, for as long as I've known, the registry is the busiest. It is the busiest venue in town. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's very many nights where it's dark.
That's
very,
right.
Very
I think
few.
Well. I think all in all, I think in terms of, for example, we will have maybe a theater group in there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say Lost and Found are coming up.
Right.
Now they'll be there for 2 weeks, but they'll be performing sort of Thursday to Sunday.
Right.
So it'll be a couple of dark nights. So I think all in all, we're probably rented in terms of overall renting between 275 and 300 nights a year. I mean, it's incredible, you know.
I know.
And then actual performance nights, when something's being presented, it'll be about 250 nights of presentations, you know, everything from the... And we at the Registry ourselves, other than our own in-house theatre, which is JM Drama...
Right.
Now,
right.
this is the theater group that actually is the caretaker, if you will, of the Registry Theater. They
yes.
manage
yeah.
JM Drama, manages the theater, and does one or two productions a year.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the theater is then available to the entire community. So in addition to JM Drama, we have the likes of Lost and Found mm-hmm. Theater, MT Space,
mm-hmm.
Act Now, the Children's Ensemble, The Kitchener-Waterloo musical productions are coming in with the great musical Into the Woods later on this season. And so with all these local theater groups are using the venue, so then we complement that with the music and the dance and the film and so on. And so all that together, as I say, will be over 250 nights a year, and it's quite remarkable. It's a great, great little resource, and anybody who's been there, of course, will know just what a delight it is to sit there.
It is. I've been to so many shows there.
Yeah.
You have a folk night coming up as well.
That's right. Yes, indeed. Yes, one of our most successful series is the Folk Night at the Registry, and this is again the Registry Theatre is all about partnerships.
Yes,
and to partner and work directly with the community and with the local groups, and so this is a series that is now, I think we're in our seventh or eighth season. My goodness, and started off as a collaboration with a local volunteer organization called the Old Chestnuts Song Circle, and headed up by Jack Cole, who's a wonderful fellow here, a great musician in his own right, mm-hmm. and who is the artistic director of that particular series. And so we present between 6 and 8 concerts per season. And a variety, Jack will bring in sort of newer people. For example, we brought in an American singer-songwriter by the name of Joe Crookston, who had never been to Canada. Jack took a gamble on him and had heard him, of course, and he turned in just an amazing performance. Was so taken with the response at the Registry Theatre that he's all excited about coming back to do an actual tour of Canada, and I think we sort of helped.
Oh, that was great.
Yeah, so
see, that's
wonderful.
What I mean by catalyst. You get things started.
Indeed, yeah. So we've just had the great Connie Caldor, one of the icons of Canadian folk. We, of course, are in our programming at the Registry. We are not only programming some local things, we're programming nationally known acts and acts from all across the country. So we just, a couple of weeks ago, had the great trio from Quebec, Jean Tecorum, performing.
Right.
It was their second time at the Registry Theatre, this Quebec-based trio. And the next one coming up is on Saturday, March the 9th. And this is a real kind of a throwback to what I affectionately call the folk scare.
Well, I know two of these guys.
From way back when,
two of these guys.
So it's the great David Bradstreet. Mm-hmm. Brent Titcombe, mm-hmm. and it was going to be, we were looking to bring in David Woodhead, the great multi-instrumentalist and well-known bass player.
Yes.
But it turns out that he's in Australia or something, some crazy conflict with the booking. So we'll be replacing him with a fantastic guitarist, Jason Fowler.
Okay.
He's a wonderful guitar player. So it's going to be Bradstreet, Titcombe, and Fowler.
Okay.
And so we're really looking forward to that. It'll be a great night of, and some of these chaps have written some beautiful songs that will be well known to people. And
and they're great. And you're
It'll be a great collaboration with the three of them. Yeah.
That is nice. That is mm-hmm. really nice. Are there any other events coming up that you would like to mention? Or do you want to leave those?
Yes. Okay. Since we're on that particular weekend in March, we're kicking off with Larry Larson and the Jazz Guys on Friday the 8th. Then we move, as I say, into Dave Bradstreet and Brent Titcombe and Jason Fowler on the Saturday, March the 9th. And then on the 10th, we have one of our Baroque concerts that we present on Sunday afternoons. And this is a 6-concert series. We have a resident Baroque orchestra, ensemble.
Right, yes.
And that's Nota Bene Baroque, who's a Baroque ensemble, headed up by Boris Medici, who's one of Canada's great players of the harpsichord. And some wonderful, the lead violin is Julie Baumgartel. Mm-hmm. Many will know Julie as a player with the Kitchener-Waterloo Symphony Orchestra, of course. And so we do 3 concerts with them, and then we do 3 other concerts to make up the 6. And we're bringing in certainly Canada's foremost performer on the forte piano, and that's the great Boyd MacDonald.
Right.
Professor Emeritus from Wilfrid Laurier University.
Yes.
And this is a really interesting duo he's put together. I'm really dying to hear it. And it's him on the forte piano and one of Canada's great accordion players, Joseph Petrich.
Okay.
And Joseph is coming in on the accordion, so we're calling it Bellows and Keyboard. And they're going to be doing some wonderful Mozart on the afternoon of Sunday, the March the 10th. It's a 3 o'clock start, and what's become a real delight on those afternoons, because it's a Sunday afternoon, we've decided right out of the gate that we would try to sort of make it into a sort of a nice afternoon out. And so at intermission, we have our complimentary reception. With home baked goodies, and we have our classics baker, Heather Ival by name, who's a local music fan and a superlative baker. And so at intermission, you go out into our lounge and gallery where we have art on display, and enjoy homemade cakes and desserts and coffee and tea. And it's just a delightful way to have a little afternoon reception, meet some people maybe you haven't met yet, say hello to old friends who come to the concert. And the whole thing's done and dusted around 5 o'clock, and you're out the door in plenty of time to go home and have dinner.
So that's a perfect way to spend a Sunday afternoon.
If for anybody who's a, and we know there's a lot of classical music in town. We have our symphony, we have all of our other orchestra, the community orchestra, and the Wellington Winds, and we have the Renaissance
youth orchestra,
singers, and
right,
we have the youth orchestra, and we have Tactus vocal ensemble, and of course we have the Kitchener-Waterloo Chamber Music Society providing lots and lots of chamber music in the communities. But we thought we'd try to carve out this little niche of Baroque early music and put it on Sunday afternoons, where we don't have too many conflicts. We have the odd one, sadly, but usually it's a free Sunday afternoon, and it's just a wonderful way to get out on a Sunday afternoon.
So that's another part of your series.
Yes, that's the part of the Classics at the Registry series, yeah.
Well, that is, okay, for more information...
Yes, well, you can go to our website, which is registrytheatre.com. And you can see everything listed there. We typically sell all of our tickets. We just have a one-stop shopping. We sell all of our tickets through the Centre on the Square box office.
Mm-hmm.
So you can just go to the Centre on the Square website. And when you get there, you just click on tickets. Because it's not quite... Because in the Centre on the Square box office, they do the ticketing for many other groups.
Yeah, they do.
So when you go right onto their homepage there, it doesn't say, so you just click on buy tickets, and then it'll take you to a second page, and it'll bring you all the venues, including, of course, the Registry Theatre, and then you'll find everything there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know what? This has been great. This has been
a whole lot of fun,
Our first half an hour.
Well, thank you.
Our first half an hour segment.
Bravo.
So you will be back.
Indeed, I look forward to it.
The third week of March.
Indeed.
And we can talk about other things that are coming up at the Registry Theatre. Everybody's got the website. I'm going to call up the Art of Time Ensemble because it features Larry Larson, I believe, on trumpet.
Yes, and we've had Art of Time.
Art of Time is amazing.
And at the Registry Theatre with Sarah Sleen, a couple of years ago.
Amazing. So this is just part of what the Registry Theatre is. I mean, you have had some amazing concerts there. I have seen many a concert and many a play there. So it's a real pleasure to have you here as a guest.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, very kind.
Every third Wednesday of the month. Here's the Art of Time Ensemble. Here's a little bit of John Tang from Live at the Registry Theater on Coral FM. That is the amazing John Tang, live from the Registry Theater. And I am going to fade this down a bit. I should just say, though, thank you very much to my special guest, Lawrence McNaught, from the Registry Theater. He's going to be here every third Wednesday of the month talking about things that are coming up at the Registry Theater. For everything you want to know about the Registry Theater, go to their website. But the big thing that's happening this weekend is Old Man Dancing. And this is on February 23rd. Tickets are $20 in advance, or you can pay as you leave for the enjoyment received. So I'm thrilled to have Lawrence as a guest on my show now every third Wednesday. And so we will keep you up to date with everything that's going on at the Register Theater. And just before I leave the Register Theater, that was the John Tank Group, and that was a song called Joe Tanson, and that featured John Tank on tenor saxophone, Bernie Sininski on piano, Jim Vivian bass, and Ted Angus Warren on the drums. So if you're just tuning in, this is Coral FM, Sound FM, www.soundfm.ca, channel 946 on digital cable, 100.3 on your analog dial.